Check, mic, check, 1, 2. Hey guys, hi everybody, welcome to another episode of Plenty of Noise, your favourite pop punk and emo podcast / radio show. I'm glad you guys tuned in once again. I'm glad I'm back, really. Hey, I've been away for a couple of weeks now. I was very busy doing other things, so I'm glad to be back on the mic tonight to introduce you to a bunch of new music that you will love. For those of you who are new to this, let me introduce myself real quick. My name is Nick. I am a musician myself. I sing and play guitar in a pop-punk / emo group called Cadet Carter. I am based in Munich, Germany. I am half Welsh and half Bavarian. That's where the awkward and funny accent comes from, I guess. So, in case you're wondering. hey, normally this is a talk show where I get to talk to people from our scene about what it's like to be a musician, to be an artist, to be into guitar-driven music in 2021 when it's not necessarily what everybody else is into. So normally this is a talk show format, but since I was so busy, I've been very busy over the last couple of weeks, believe me, and probably so were you. I've decided to do something a little different on this episode, and I've decided to show you some music that I love and that has come out over the last year or so. You might have heard about some of the artists that are on tonight, and you have definitely haven't heard about some of the other bands that I'm going to introduce you to. But I'm going to kick things off with a band that most of you might know. They're a band from Chicago. They're called Knuckle Puck, and this is one of my favorite songs of theirs at the moment. And it's very fitting for a comeback episode after a couple of weeks away. This song is called What Took You So Long by Knuckle Puck on Plenty of Noise.
Rose, the beacon.
It's a banger, this one, isn't it? That was Knuckle Puck with a song called What Took You So Long on Plenty of Noise. Hey, thanks again for tuning in and for listening to what I am doing here. I'm really glad. I couldn't be happier. Most of you will have heard about that band, Knuckle Puck, before. But now I'm going to introduce you to a band that most of you will never, ever have heard a thing about before, because they're not really well known. But that doesn't mean that they can't be great, and they are. They're a bloody brilliant band. They are from France, of all places. Can you imagine? There's not only great music in Germany, there's also great music in France. And that's a fact. So here is a band from a Berlin-based label called Krott Records. This is a band called South Berkeley with their new song, She Said. And this one goes out to all the classic pop-punk fans out there, for all the Blink-182 and Sum 41 die-hard fans. This is for you especially. There is still music to be discovered out there that sounds like your heroes. Like this one. Take it away, boys. That was South Berkeley with their new single, She Said, on Plenty of Noise. Shout out to the guys in South Berkeley from France. Keep up the good work. Hey, so I've told you that I've been very, very busy over the last couple of weeks with my band, basically, because things are opening up back again in Europe. So we were on the road for a bit. We played a couple of festivals. And we have started planning everything that we want to do over the next couple of months and over the next year, really. And one major, major milestone for us over the next couple of months is our tour with a British band called The Bottom Line that is now scheduled for February of 2021. I don't want to go into too much detail about the tour, but I want to let you know that The Bottom Line have a new single out, and it's another banger, and it makes it even harder for me to accept the fact that we have five more months to wait until we get out on tour with them. And I won't keep you waiting that long. This is the new single by England's newest hit makers, The Bottom Line. This is a song called Long Time Coming. Yes, that was The Bottom Line with their most recent single called Long Time Coming. Shout out to the guys in The Bottom Line. I can't wait for the tour. Hey, speaking of Long Time Coming, there are a couple of bands that everybody else seems to know about, but I have never heard of them. And this next one was one of those bands until only a few weeks ago, really. I've only recently discovered them. People were talking to me about them. They were recommending them to me for the last year or so, or maybe even longer. And I've only now fallen in love with their music. So if this is not new to you, I'm sorry, but this was new to me. This is a band called Point North with their single Erase You. And that is just a great song. And after that, we are going to be listening to the new single by Stepson. It's called Who Are We? And it's another banger. But first, here is Point North on Plenty of Noise. I'm never sleeping, and you the reason. And there's a ghost in my heart.
Lock me in my
Wow, those were two great songs. So that was Point North with Erase You. And after that, we listened to Stepson with their new single, Who Are We, on Plenty of Noise. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. So we've been listening to a lot of bangers and kind of bang, bang, bang kind of music up until now. And I want to slow things down a bit now show you the most recent single by a band called Dim, who were a guest on this show a couple of months back before their album came out. They were very, very unknown then, and they are still on their way up now. But the release of their first record has really made some waves, especially in the States, but also over here in Europe. And I've known the drummer, Ben Cato, for a couple of years now, and he was kind enough to send me the record before it was out, and I instantly fell in love with this song that I'm going to play you now. This is Break You Down. There's a great video on YouTube for this one, by a band called Dim on Plenty of Noise. Take it away, boys. Can you believe that, boys? Thank you so much, Matt and Ben and Charlie and Nick from the band Dim. Shout out to my friends over there. I hope you're doing great. That was Dim with a song called Break You Down on Plenty of Noise. And that was a bit of a slower song, a bit of a mid-tempo song. And I want to stay in that lane for a bit more, really. with a band that has been around the block a few times under a different name, or at least a couple of those band members. They used to play in a band called Courage My Love, which was more of a synthy kind of 80s pop music kind of outfit. And they have reinvented themselves a couple of months ago and are now going by the name of Soft Cult. And they have released one of my favorite songs of the year so far. And it's very grungy. It's very, it's just a very unique sound, really. And I'm happy to introduce you to Soft Cult and their single, Take It Off. Have fun. Enjoy this one. The lyrics on this one are awesome. Yeah, let's go.
You don't want a girlfriend, you just want a doll. Buy your pretty dresses, take it to the mall. Got a perfect body, wanna show it off. Cause she's your favorite hobby, dress her up like Barbie.
Soft Cult with their new song Take It Off. It's only been released a couple of months ago, so I'm going to refer to this as a new song. thank you so much for tuning in. If you know anything about me, it's that I'm very, very skeptical when it comes to bands from Germany singing in the English language and releasing music on an international scale. Normally, I'll be quite honest with you, there aren't all that many bands from Germany doing that sort of thing that I like, that I admire, and that I respect, really. But this is definitely one of them. They're a band from the label that my band used to be on, called Uncle M Music. They're a band from the north of Germany. They're called Catapults, and they have released a really, really great album not that long ago. And the album is called If You Don't Matter, Nothing Does. And so is this song. Shout out to my guys in Catapults. I'll see you on the road sometime. And here comes your song. If You Don't Matter, Nothing Does by Catapults on Plenty of Noise. Shout out to my guys in Catapults. Well done. I love that song. Hey, speaking of people that we were on the road with, this next band has been around for a couple of years, and it's pretty hard for a pop punk band, like a traditional, a classic pop punk band, to do anything new sound-wise without getting criticized from basically everybody for ruining it. And I think that this next band has experienced their fair share of criticism for changing their sounds and using like electronic sounds in their music and all that kind of stuff. But I kind of admire them for it. My band was on tour with that band, I think 3 years ago, and we had a lot of fun on the road. And they're a great band. They're really taking off now. This is a song that's only been released a few weeks ago. It's a song called Death Wish, and they've done that song with Nothing Nowhere. This is Stand Atlantic on Plenty of Noise.
You make my head spin. God knows I can't win. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I got a fucking death wish. It's got me head sick. If I can't win, I'm losing. things that you said. Why don't you dig the grave big enough for us? Yeah, yeah. Think I'm losing something that I didn't know I could have. I'll be drinking your sweat till we're fucking dead, yeah. Kissing the tell you, but I don't know how. Every single night, every single fight now. Feel like I was right when I left, but it's too late now. Yeah, yeah, ay. I know this one is, yeah. Your knife in my bed, yeah. Yeah, kissing the night.
That was Stand Atlantic featuring Nothing Nowhere with their song Death Wish and Plenty of Noise. Hey, a shout out to my guys and girls in Stand Atlantic. I hope you're doing well on the other side of the world. That band has had to move and postpone and reschedule their tour dates, I think, 4 times now. Like most of us have, really. So if you are out there and you can get vaccinated, you can get the COVID-19 jab, please, please, please do it as quickly as possible. Do it for the sake of the music you love. We all want to get back out on the road. We all want to play music for you again. And we all want to release music and go on tour and make and do the whole band and rock and roll thing again as soon as possible. So if that is of any importance to you and your life, if you are into that kind of music, if that music is the soundtrack to your life, please, if you can, get vaccinated wherever you are. There are a lot of possibilities, especially in Central Europe, but also in the UK and in America and in Australia and in South Africa, where people listen to this thing. It's unbelievable where people are, you know, and it's unbelievable in what part of the world this show gets listened to. So shout out to my guys in New Zealand, for example. I don't know how you came across this show, but I'm grateful you did. So welcome to the club. Speaking of this club that I keep referring to, the club of people who like that kind of music that I'm playing on Plenty of Noise. One of the most defining records of our scene has just turned 20 years old, and that is the album Bleed American by the band Jimmy Eat World from Arizona. Most people who are not like huge pop punk fans know maybe that song The Middle, but that is, in my opinion, only one great song among many on this record. And I think that is a perception that the guys in the band Hot Mulligan share with me, because they commemorated the 20th anniversary of the Bleed American record with a cover version of the title song, or the title track, and it turned out really well. And it's very close to the original, But that doesn't, that's not a bad thing in that case. So this is Hot Mulligan playing the Jimmy Eat World song Bleed American from the album Bleed American, which has just turned 20 years old. So youngsters, listen and learn. Bleed American, the Jimmy Eat World song, done beautifully by Hot Mulligan on Plenty of Noise. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this show. If you liked that version of the song Bleed American, please, if you haven't done so, check out the album Bleed American by Jimmy Eat World. It's a genre-defining thing. I remember it made huge waves when it came out. I was, I think, 11 years old, and I was watching MTV basically all the time, hoping to catch a guitar rock music video or a Britney Spears video. I was really into both of those things, and when I saw the Bleed American video for the first time, it's just a band playing a club, really. So it does look like a live footage, but it's the official video for the song, and it really made me want to be in a band. So I can only recommend it to everybody. Go ahead and check it out, please. Hey, this next song, I'm not going to lose too many words on this one, because it's just a great tune and I want you to listen to it. And I've been talking way too much again. So here is a band called We Were Sharks with their new single, Shameless. And it's a banger, and I say that shamelessly. Go ahead.
Don't want to think about it anymore. I'm sick of banging on a locked door. I just keep living on the outside. Everything is fine, everything is fine.
Sharks with a song called Shameless on Plenty of Noise. What a great song. It's another banger by this band. Please check out everything they've released so far. It's really, really great music. Hey, speaking of great music, I'm going to introduce you to a band that's not really a band. It's basically a one-man show, and it's a band that I've been recommending to you over the last year on this show. If you've been listening to all the episodes, that name comes up every now and again. It's a band called Thief Club, or it's an artist that calls himself Thief Club. I have heard about the band Hit the Lights in the past, and I wasn't a huge fan, but that doesn't mean I didn't like the music. I just didn't check them out. I never really checked them out, and until I came across the singer's side project called Thief Club, and I fell in love with that, with his EP, with all the music that he has released under this moniker. And it's very pop punky. It's very pop punk ish, but it's got an edge to it, and I think you're gonna see and hear what I mean when I play you this next song. This is a song called Death Valley Super Bloom by Thief Club. Enjoy.
Stay there.
that is a fade out well spent. You know, if it were up to me, this song could go on forever and ever. That was Death Valley Superbloom by Thief Club. That's a site project done by the singer of Hit the Lights. Check it out. Please go ahead. So we are almost at the end of this episode. I want to thank you all for tuning in again. I want to thank you all for your support. If you want to get in touch with me, please go ahead. You can find me on Instagram at plentyofnoisepod. And my private Instagram is nick.l.odeon. So check it out. Get in touch. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Let's talk about music. Let me know what you think about the songs that I played you. And speaking of songs that I'm playing you, I've got one more before I let you go. This is by probably one of the most well-known bands in our scene. But they have undergone a few changes over the last couple of years, really. I thought they had split up a couple of times, really, and they never really split up. It's a band called Real Friends, and they parted ways with their singer, Dan Lemden, a couple of months ago, I think sometime in 2020, or maybe 2019, I'm not sure. And then they kind of regrouped and found a new singer called Cody Moraro, who is really, really good. And you know what it's like with bands getting a new singer. It's always a different thing getting a new singer than it is maybe getting a new bass player or a drummer or something. That's not, you know, I'm not putting down drummers or bass players or rhythm guitarists or whatever, but it is a different thing because having a new voice sing all those songs that have already been released and singing new songs, it's really hard to, I think, it's really hard to maintain the character of the band and the things that made that band great. But I think Real Friends have done a terrific job with this one. This is a new song called Teeth. It's a very slow number. It's from their new EP, the first EP featuring new singer Cody Moraro. Enjoy this tune. I'll see you next time and have fun. Tell other people about the music that you've heard here. It's so important we get the music out there. I'll speak to you soon. This is Nick on Plenty of Noise. Bye bye.
These last 2 years were the worst years of my life. Left me fucked up past the point of ever believing that I'd get by. I call your phone, you don't pick up. It's pointless, so, cause I know you're gone. I've heard your voice so many times. I've got your message memorized. I've tried everything, but nothing's working. I've tried everything, but I'm still hurting. The medicine isn't kicking in, but life is kicking my teeth out on the floor again, and I'm losing it. So beat me till I black out, cause I don't wanna face it. Ooh, ooh. No, I don't wanna face it. Ooh, ooh. These last 2 hours were the longest of my life. Fades with time. I thought I'd heal, but then I relapse. I'm falling back, can't help my reflex. In my head I'm treading water, but my arms just collapse. I've tried everything, but nothing's working. I've tried everything, but I'm still hurting.
Isn't
is working. I've tried everything, but nothing's working.